There are tough times for the almond industry, and it's beyond their control in most areas. But could part of it be because almond growers overplanted? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California TreeNut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brian Ezell is vice president of the almond division of Wonderful Company. He explains his viewpoint.
It's typical behavior in farming. The difference is you've got permanent crops that takes a lot of upfront investment. And once you have that upfront investment, you don't want to exit very quickly. Where on a row crop, you can have years where weather affects it, drops production, prices go up, and then the next year everybody wants to plant more tomatoes or whatever. But then they can jump right back out of it the next year if the price goes back down.
But Ezell says it's not so easy with the permanent crops with that upfront investment.
And when you look at the almond side, what happened is we had some very high pricing from 12, well, really starting 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 through that drought period.
And suddenly the crop looks extremely profitable. And it was.
And so during that period from 14 to 20, you know, an average of 102,000 acres was planted every year. Well, the normal is about 36,000 acres. So 186% of normal year after year for 7 years is just not a sustainable thing, especially when you consider a balanced industry in supply and demand. Organic demand growth without affecting price is about,
and I'll say it, about 6%. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.